From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a planned meeting between Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and U.S. President Donald Trump has been canceled. Mexicans don't like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration. Mr. Peña Nieto called off the meeting. Public reaction to the wall itself in the U.S. is mixed.
It is kind of a euphoric feeling that most of us have never had before.
If it's done in a compassionate way where it doesn't apprehend people from maintaining connections with family members here or over there, I think there might be some need for it.
I think it's an absolute disgrace. I just think it's a joke. It just shouldn't happen.
The White House proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax would raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. Turkey says it's too early to comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians would be safe from civil war violence. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he had been staying since unrest erupted when former president Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. A special United Nations representative says UN forces are assigned to ensure the safety of Mr. Barrow, his administration, and Gambian citizens. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May met Thursday in Philadelphia at a Republican congressional retreat. The Republicans are holding the meetings to plan their agenda for the upcoming session of Congress, and both leaders spoke at the retreat. Prime Minister May told the Republicans that the days of the U.S. and Britain intervening in other nations to remake them in their image are over. She hailed her nation's special relationship with the United States, and she made common cause with American Republicans.
For I speak to you not just as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, but as a fellow Conservative who believes in the same principles that underpin the agenda of your party. The value of liberty, the dignity of work, the principles of nationhood, family, economic prudence, patriotism, and putting power in the hands of the people.
Ms. May is scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. The British Prime Minister will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. Here is more news on the new U.S. administration. President Trump told Fox News that he would be in favor of changing Senate rules to allow for a simple majority to approve Supreme Court nominees. Currently, 60 votes would be needed to end a Democratic filibuster against a nominee, and there are only 51 Republican votes in the Senate. Mr. Trump plans to announce a nominee to the court soon. The president is expected to ask the Pentagon to speed up the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Mr. Trump plans to visit the Defense Department Friday. Former Trump transition team member Myron Ebel has told the Associated Press President Trump is likely to seek significant budget and staff cuts at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting Thursday in the Spindoldak area of southern Kandahar province lasted about 2 hours. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson told a parliamentary panel Thursday that a United Nations-supervised election in Syria might help end the civil war there, and he said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be permitted to run in the election. He said it was important that displaced Syrians participate in the vote. French Foreign Minister François Fillon on Thursday declared that he will remain a presidential candidate despite press allegations that his wife had been paid as his assistant but in fact did no work. Fillon rejected the allegation, saying his wife's work included press reviews, proofreading his speeches, and meeting people. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.